Hey guys, appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute with Jared Toy. I'm said aforementioned Jared Toy, owner, founder, CEO, head popper of Jared's Probiotics, Jared's Kombucha, Jared's Sodas, and jaredspropops.com. If you've been here before, listen to The Mental Minute, do me a favor, click the like button there or a heart, comment, write the words The Mental Minute just to let me know that you've come back. If this is the first time that you've listened to this, in 60 seconds or less, I'm going to give you some information, some good knowledge nuggets that will help you become emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually better all through better digestion of the gut. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this every day, so you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media, but let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to look at the external factors, or really those factors that we can make a conscious decision to either do or not to do, those factors that hinder our immune system from doing its job. In the previous podcast, I addressed pathogens that can hamper and diminish our immune system, but are there external factors that can affect it as well? And the answer is absolutely yes. Things that you do every single day can negatively or actually positively impact how your body responds to things that create an inflammatory response. Habitually being deprived of necessary sleep, non-existent physical activity, an unhealthy diet, unmitigated stress, loneliness, and then just really being in overall poor mental state. It breaks down our body's ability to then break down those pathogens in our body. In addition, there's also a little bit of irony in that some medicines that are meant to heal and improve our body actually do the opposite. Antibiotics, cancer medication, and then medication meant to suppress the effects of arthritis, also those cortisone treatments for inflammatory conditions like asthma, those all may impair our overall immune responses at the expense of actually trying to mitigate another specific response. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, as they say. And if you're of the mindset that antibiotics are a cure-all as well, unnecessary antibiotics might create an imbalance in our natural bacteria flora, thus creating a likelihood of getting future bacterial and fungal infections. The bottom line, remember, your body never works in a vacuum, and what you ingest today has not only short-term, but long-term health and implications as well. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor, click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It all would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. 60 seconds goes very quickly, doesn't it? But I try to put these out daily. Quick, concise bits of information about better gut health. You can get those 3 times a week at anchor.fm. You can get that 3 times at jaredspropops.com under the podcast blog tab. And the other time on Instagram, Jared Toy at Instagram. And if you like this, click the like button. But do me a favor, before you go, head on over to jaredspropops.com. Why? Because I love to give information. I love to provide information, free information for you to get better, healthy, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, all through better digestion of the gut. But if you go there, subscribe to my newsletter. But you can also download all sorts of things, PDF files, white papers, about how enzymes work. I put together a fermented foods recipes list, about 73 recipes that you can start at home. What to look for in probiotic supplements. Basically, I could go on and on, but go over to jaredspropops.com, download that information, get on the mailing list, and let's take this journey together.